The Earth's average temperature has climbed by 1 degree Fahrenheit over the past 100 years. It doesn't seem like much, but two new studies show that global warming has affected plants and animals around the world. The studies highlight ecological shifts that could accelerate dramatically in the coming century. NPR's Richard Harris reports.
The study of climate change and its effect on wildlife actually began before anybody was even aware of global warming. For example, the great American conservationist Aldo Leopold collected some critical data without even realizing it. His son Carl tells the story.
The story begins with when my father bought a farm in 1935. Being a very serious naturalist, he started keeping track of seasonal events, the times of year when plants start to bloom or when birds migrate, this kind of thing.
When Aldo Leopold died in 1948, his daughter Nina Leopold Bradley kept up the tradition at the Wisconsin homestead, cataloging the first rose-breasted grosbeak of the season, watching for the first phlox blossom, noting the emergence of St. John's wort, and noting about 50 other annual phenomena.
We didn't start this intending that we'd be looking at climate change while these measurements were being followed. There was no anticipation of a climate change.
But as that issue emerged, the Leopolds realized that this meticulous record may have something to say about it. So Carl and his sister analyzed all that data. They found that about one quarter of the plants and animals on the list were indeed affected, arriving earlier in the spring or blooming earlier in the year. Other members of the ecosystem continued business as usual. Carl Leopold, a botanist retired from Cornell University, says climate change is altering the carefully choreographed timing of spring.
So can you see in a complex environmental system where you have insects are needed for the pollination of flower and that they have to be timed correctly, birds have to arrive, we would assume is correct time for success and reproduction, and to find that some will move and some will not move, adds a further complexity to what you'd expect, the disruption that you'd expect from climate change.
Now, the Leopold studied just a single farm in south-central Wisconsin, so it's hard to draw any global conclusions from their observations. But naturalists around the world have conducted many other studies like this. Two studies published in Nature now sum up this work. Terry Root at Stanford University reviewed the Leopold study along with 142 others involving a host of species.
We've looked at grasses, we've looked at trees, we've looked at amphibians, reptiles, birds, mammals, fishes, and we've looked at things from all over the world in all the various continents. And the thing that is really quite striking is that they're all showing us the same type of signal.
The studies all show that spring is coming earlier, that species are moving toward the poles of the Earth or up the slopes of mountains as the Earth warms. The studies even document changes in the appearance of some organisms, larger eggs, for example, or smaller trees.
The implications are really kind of scary, in my opinion.
Root says all these changes are documented with just 1 degree of warming over a century. Over the next 100 years, global warming caused by human activities could raise the Earth's temperature by 3 to 10 degrees Fahrenheit, according to the most widely used projection.
So if we've already seen a change for such a small degree of warming now, how dramatic is the change going to be in 2100?
Like Carl Leopold, Root worries about global warming knocking ecosystems out of sync. For example, if voracious caterpillars started showing up sooner than the predators that usually keep them in check. That could affect crops and timber as well as natural ecosystems, she notes.
But then on the other hand, if you happen to be a bird watcher in North America, you might be really excited about this because that means then that Mexican species are going to move up into North America and you'll be able to see them more easily. There's going to be good and there's going to be bad.
Good and bad, more changes are inevitable. Even if the nations of the world agreed to reduce global warming emissions today, gases already in the atmosphere will continue to warm the Earth for decades to come. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.